Get ready. You're tuned in to Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea, bringing you the hottest trending topics on social media. Stay connected. Instagram.com/LovelyTea2002.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea. Hey, Tea Sippers. I hope you guys are doing good today. Happy 4th of July. If you celebrate it, great. If you don't, that's great as well. But I just want everybody to be safe out here because, you know, sometimes fireworks sound like gunshots. So just be careful, okay? Anyways, I want to come out here and talk about all the drama, honey, that's brewing, okay, once again in the male podcast community. The girls are fighting, in my Azealia Banks voice.
The girls are fighting! No! The girls are fighting!
Yes, what's the tea, sis? What's the damn tea? So if you guys do not know, Joe Budden is once again in his feelings, honey, okay? So what happened is that 6 days ago, Joe Budden went on this huge rant about Andrew Schultz. And if you don't know who Andrew Schultz is, he's been in the podcast game for years. He came in kind of under Charlamagne. That's how I found him. But him and Charlamagne have a show together called Brilliant Idiots. And basically, Andrew Schultz has kind of veered off to go do, you know, his own thing. So he has a new podcast called Flagrant, and it's become very, very successful. And Joe Budden is definitely feeling away. And he decided to go on this long, well, it wasn't too long, honey, because if you want to hear the rest of the rant, you got to pay for it on Patreon, okay? Joe puts up snippets just like Lovely Tea. Lovely Joe now puts up snippets. And if you want to hear the rest, you got to go to Patreon. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the part that we're able to get, okay, is about 10 minutes of him ranting and raving, going in on Andrew Schultz, going in on Vlad TV, going in on Alex Jones. He is in his feelings, honey. So if y'all don't know, Andrew Schultz had interviewed Alex Jones 3 months ago on his podcast, and it was very successful, might I add. And I really think this may be why Joe is bothered, because on Andrew Schultz's podcast, that had over 42,000 likes, and there were over 1 million views, and that was just posted June 22nd. Okay? Y'all check out this snippet.
Everybody's got to lose in the end, because we're the corporations. We only win. And that's what it is. So they want to control everything, build it up, destroy it, build it up, destroy it, because it's the managers of Hollywood and big media and big tech that literally have little dick syndrome and do not like all the...
All right, so you guys just heard the snippet of Alex Jones, you know, talking to Andrew Schultz and everything else. So for some reason, even though this took place, you know, in June, it seems to be irritating Joe's demons, okay? Joe is definitely upset. He's not feeling it, and he's letting the world know. Y'all go ahead and check out his rant right now.
I saw something that perturbed me. It irked my soul. I'm going to say it, and we'll move right on. Andrew Schultz, love what he's doing in independent work. It's awesome. Makes his bones with a black man. A black man that runs a network called Black Entertainment or some shit like that. Black Effect. Mm-hmm. Makes his bones there. That black man has done all that he can to build this white dude up, get his name as big as possibly can. Something that your white comedian friends failed to do for however many years. And it's been working to a T. Recently, Schultz, and I'm saying this, I'm not educated, I don't know, I don't follow any of these things. But recently I'm informed that Schultz has been doing the smart business move and aligning himself with the Roganers. Sounds like a genius idea, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm seeing clips now of Andrew Schultz with... What's his name? Alex Jones? That's his name?
Yeah. There's an Alex Jones. Yeah, it's a, I don't know, very right wing.
The Roganer.
Yeah. He's been on Rogan. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
No. You say he's extremely right wing.
It's him. You know who he is. It's him. Yes. I'm seeing clips of Schultz with this guy. They're having a blast. They're laughing. They're working. Who knows what they're doing? It disturbs me.
It should.
I get that. I would have a problem with it.
The end. That's it.
Wait, let me take that back.
That's it.
I want to know why.
No, don't take it back. It should.
No. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to be logical here instead of emotional.
No pun with the logic thing. But that is my issue with it. You can be Black Effect all day long
when it benefits
with a black
you.
Man.
When it benefits you.
And it be beneficial because sometimes white people got to find out. Hey, and it's not just sometimes white people. When you want to increase audience, like you were saying with your Kevin Samuels dating point, when you want to increase audience, you got to figure out how to do that.
No, I said that with the girl.
I know. So, and I like that point.
What's her girl?
Spotify was battling Apple for
call
audience.
Call me daddy.
Oh, yeah. So Spotify said, I'm going to India. going over there. Apple said, all right, nigga, we in India. Now it's a global war. Mm-hmm. Now, here in content world, there are some pockets of podcasting that we can't enter as black podcasters. We just can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not black, but you can't do it either because you're with us.
Yeah.
Right? So the convenience and
convenience.
The duality
that it brings being white and living in a black world, or
that it could be so blatant. Alex Jones, there's rumors of him funding the attack on the Capitol. Mm-hmm. There's a whole rumor of that. I can't confirm or deny it. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I can't go take a picture with somebody like that. I can't take a pic. They roasted Charlamagne's ass when he took that pic with a homegirl, Tommy Lauren. Mm-hmm. And the white people.
As well they should.
And the white people.
But that's kind of his point.
It just turns my stomach. We are so accepting and loving and just, oh, ill.
But
it's nasty.
We can't say it's not the play to make, right? Because again, he got a family that he has to. And a lot of times we make sacrifices for money.
Independent point issue. Hold up. It's an independent point. Nobody's arguing whether it's a right or wrong play, right? Like how could it be a bad play?
For Charlamagne to take a picture with Tommy Lauren is a wrong play. Knowing all the shit she has said, she has a history, my nigga. She has books of bullshit that she has said.
One, I think
publicly.
It's for him to say, and two, when you come out and reply and say, hey, you gotta be open to hearing all sides. Like that's like an argument you can't poke holes in. But the picture, yeah. Cool. We're not canceling Charlamagne. We love Charlamagne, black people, I'm saying. If Charlamagne were to go and sit down with Duke, it's a game Charlamagne can't play. He can't go sit with Al Jones.
Indeed.
Right.
Indeed. And sooner or later, Candace Owens is going to learn this.
Exactly. Exactly.
She's going to learn. They're going to learn her something. They are definitely going to teach your dumb ass something. You will learn.
I get what y'all saying.
Only here do we allow it.
It happens.
Hey, you go fuck with the Klan members and then come back. I'm with Royce. We should have made more of a bold, prominent example out of Vlad. Vlad was our mistake. That's the mistake. Mm. We should have learned his white ass something good. I've only been on that train since 07.
You have been on it for a long time.
But that is where the mistake lies. And even after what he says about the minister and after all of his real nasty, disparaging, negative, snitchy government fed heady ass comments.
People will take it back.
Still, when Elliot posted that Mount Rushmore of the media people, Vlad popped right up in black comments. There may be an audience out there that's laughing at me for saying black comments. But I'm saying that purposely. He hopped his white fed head ass in black comments and said, hey, no disrespect, I have better YouTube numbers than all of them. Hey, guess what?
You lying.
It may be true. It may be true.
He said that?
Yeah, in the comments. Joe sees everything. You heard it, I said it, you write it online, and I read it. I see everything. It may be true.
Don't matter.
That bothers.
It would bother me too. I'm sitting here saying you lying.
It bothers me how some white men are licensed to operate. I'm not going to say our culture here, but in the space. It's not fair.
That's true.
It's not fair. And it fucking turns my fucking stomach. I'm sorry to turn this.
I'm not too hip to Andrew Schultz history. Neither, as far
I don't
as
watch none of that shit.
But I'm saying. But what I'm thinking is, if he is someone who has genuinely and naturally grown his fan base.
You a clown, nigga. You don't agree with him and agree with him. And that's my point about scooty-ass niggas.
You're right.
You can't agree with them both.
You can't.
Hey, you can't agree with your girl and the side. Not at the same time.
No, you just can't. You can't agree with two people that have
Sharply contrasting views.
Wait, so Joe,
and if I'm off in this, please tell me.
What I'm trying to get to is if he's trying to build media platforms where he can go ahead and entertain both avenues, it doesn't mean that he has to align his ideas with whoever he's having on those. Because Joe Rogan does it as well. He maneuvers.
He says so a bunch of bullshit too.
Oh, cool. Yeah, but
oh, he don't can, get he can Joe up, Rogan but, panders to middle America white right wing niggas.
Fam, Joe Rogan like a month ago that's said, what he yo, does. Single white men
that's
in America.
That's what he does.
Straight
single,
white men.
Straight single white men.
Hey, yeah, and straight. Every time he do it every fucking week. I don't hear cancel culture come out and say a peep.
They don't say nothing.
I told you. And y'all want to talk to me about jerking off some dogs? You fucking dicks.
No, yeah, that's real.
Man, you don't suck last, my like fucking
a month,
dick.
Like a month or two ago, he said, yo, straight white men in America are basically losing the country and have nowhere to go, some type of shit.
He
like
say
that.
What he want with no recourse, no repercussion. You do what you want when you pop it.
All right, so you guys just heard what Joe Budden had to say. You know, that was the free part. If you want to hear more, like I said, you got to go to his Patreon, you know what I'm saying, to hear the rest. But what I find very interesting about this is basically Joe's admitting that he doesn't listen to any of these people. He doesn't follow them, but yet he's upset. He feels like Andrew Schultz used Charlamagne the God. He used him to get in good with black people, and now he's pulling a Joe Rogan. And, you know, it's bothering him because he feels like basically, you know, Andrew Schultz is a guest in hip-hop podcast, I guess. I don't know. And he feels like Andrew Schultz owes something to the black community to not interview people like Alex Jones. Like I said, I feel like this was coming from a sincere place. I really don't. I feel like, once again, Joe's in his feelings and he's upset because, unfortunately, it seems like his podcast numbers are not doing that well ever since the whole breakup with Rory and Mal. I mean, a year ago in 2020, they were on fire. He had left the Spotify deal. You know, he got with Patreon and he was getting sponsors and things like that. But even on his YouTube page, he's not doing the same numbers that he once was. And I believe that that might be why he's just taking his platform and slowly moving it over to Patreon, because at least, you know, he'll have his hardcore supporters who are willing to pay for the content. And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you want to basically cater to your paid demographic as opposed to just random people watching you on YouTube. So I definitely get that. But I just feel like this is coming from a really ugly place. Because one, he's so upset about these white guys, I guess, and we can call it hip hop podcasts, even though they seem to talk about a wide variety of things. But, you know, Vlad is definitely more hip hop. And, he's always had his issues with Vlad. I feel like at the end of the day, it's more about competition. It's not really the fact that he's upset about Alex Jones and this looks racist to have these two white guys up there key-keying it up. You have no business, you know, rolling with Alex Jones when you got your platform via a black man and things like that. But if Joe Budden was sincerely upset about the Alex Jones angle, why did he not have the same energy with T.I.? That is the part that I don't understand, because if you guys do not know, Alex Jones appeared on T.I.'s podcast expeditiously. This was a year ago, and he went on there and they talked about conspiracies. I honestly couldn't listen to the whole thing. I tried to get into it, but T.I. is not a good interviewer, in my personal opinion. He likes to hear himself talk. And so it was just too much cutting off. As soon as Alex Jones is trying to make a point, it's like he's cutting him off. He's kind of coming off kind of condescending. I just couldn't listen to it past like 10 minutes. I was out. But like I said, if he's upset about that angle, why was he not upset when T.I. interviewed Alex Jones first? If anything, these white people, not all, but, you know, they follow the trends that we set in media, in hip hop. So when they see a hip hop head like T.I. interviewing Alex Jones, for them, that's a cosign.
So today's sponsor comes from BetterHelp.com. Are there certain things that are interfering with your happiness? Is there something that's preventing you from achieving your goals? Well, BetterHelp is here to assess your needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist. You can speak to them in a safe and comfortable environment, and everything will be confidential. BetterHelp is convenient, professional, and affordable. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are now recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. If you want to start living a happier life today, as a listener, you can get 10% off your very first month by visiting betterhelp.com/sipslow. That is my code to get the 10% off. Over 1 million people are taking charge of their mental health by talking to licensed professional counselors who specialize in a variety of things, everything from depression to stress, anxiety, relationship issues, sleeping, trauma, and much more. So once again, if you are looking for some type of mental health support, make sure you go on to betterhelp.com/sipslow to get 10% off today.
If T.I. can do it and he's a black hip-hop guy, I too can do it as a white, quote-unquote, you know, hip-hop media guy. So that's probably how Andrew Schultz was looking at it. Now, people know I'm a slight conspiracy theorist. I followed Alex Jones over the years. So I agree with everything that he says? Absolutely not. You know what I'm saying? But he has brought a lot of things to light over the years that I do agree with. I probably learned more from Alex Jones, honestly, than Joe Budden. That's just keeping it real. No tea, no shade. But I just feel like, you know, this rant is not coming from a genuine place, because if he was really that upset, he'd been upset when T.I. even gave him a platform. And T.I.'s platform, trust and believe, is way bigger than Andrew Schultz. OK, now, what I also find very interesting is that Joe Budden forgets how he kind of got into the game. Let's not forget he was with Slaughterhouse. Him and his hip hop group, Joel Ortiz, King Crooked, Royce the 5'9". And remember, they were all signed to Shady Records back in 2011. Okay. That is how he became known to a lot of people. I mean, he did his own thing solo, don't get me wrong. But that whole Slaughterhouse group deal thing, you know, made him more popular in hip hop. So I find it very interesting that he had no problem back in 2011 signing with Eminem, who Lord Jamar loves to call a guest in hip hop. So it was okay to use a white hip hop guy because of his name and status and prestige for your group. Okay. You had no problem coming in under him. It wasn't like you signed to T.I. You didn't sign to Diddy. Thank goodness you didn't, love. I'm not saying that you should have. You didn't sign to Roc Nation. So let's keep it real. You were signed to Shady Records and that helped your group. You know what I'm saying? Y'all came in under that Eminem umbrella. So it's very interesting that it was okay for you to do it back then. But now that this white guy wants to bring out another white guy onto his platform, it's an issue. You know, so I just don't feel like it's very genuine, because by that logic, you should have never, ever signed to Shady Records. So I feel like he's playing both sides of the fence. It can't be an issue for Andrew Schultz to buddy up with Alex Jones or invite Alex Jones on his podcast, but it was okay for you to sign to Shady Records. Now, another thing, like I said, when Alex Jones went on to the Flagrant podcast with Andrew Schultz, they had over 1 million views. His podcast is steadily growing. As much shit as black folks talk about Vlad TV, that's why I never jump on the Vlad hate train, because it's just people just wanting to hear themselves talk. His numbers are not going down. Black celebrities are still sitting on his couch. Folks are still sitting there telling all their business to Vlad TV like he's their personal therapist. So that's why I feel no ways when, you know, later on they get popped by the feds. How about you don't go on there if y'all feel like he's fed and he's snitching on folks and this and that? Where is the personal responsibility? So I find that very interesting that now it's like this whole attack on Andrew and, you know, Vlad. But like I said, I feel like it's coming from a place because he's seeing Vlad growing. Vlad's been growing, you know, and Vlad has taken from a lot of us here on YouTube. I've called him out for that. So let's keep that real. So Vlad is good at what he does, you know, interviewing people and letting them just spill their guts. Andrew Schultz is doing his own thing. His podcast with Charlamagne Tha God was very successful. Now he's kind of segued into doing his own thing with his own little boys and things like that. And that's cool. And this is working for him as well. I also feel like he's also still hurt and upset about that whole Spotify situation, because he was also going in really hard on Joe Rogan, you know, stating that there's certain things that Joe Rogan can do and that's bullshit. But then y'all wanted to cancel me for jerking my dog's dick and, you know, all this stuff. And yes, is there certain things that Joe Rogan can get away with? Absolutely, because he low-key kind of popularized this podcast thing. Let's not forget, it hasn't even been 2 years when Spotify was able to pull Joe Rogan from YouTube and bring them to Spotify for $100 million deal. So I feel like there's some salt in his ranting as well, because again, I don't even feel like his real issues necessarily with Alex Jones, but more or less because these white guys who are in the same space as him are doing good or even starting to surpass him in the case of Andrew Schultz, because Joe Rogan, he's in a whole nother category. Okay. Joe Rogan's not going anywhere. He has too much support. People really rock with him. But I can sense he still has issues with Joe Rogan. And a lot of that stems because Joe Rogan was able to get that quote unquote good Joe deal. And Joe Budden, you know, said that he wasn't able to get the same deal. So he left Spotify. He went on a rant, blasted them, all this stuff. And now he sees his numbers slipping. He sees that he's not as popular as he once was, unfortunately. But I don't even think it was even the whole Spotify thing, because even then, people still supported him. People respected him for trying to make his own way. And he created the whole Joe Budden network, just like Charlamagne the God created his own podcast network. But for some reason, it's not working for Joe. Even the people that were under his podcast network, we've had the females come out and complain about sexual harassment and things like that. Whereas Charlamagne, love him or hate him, his Black Effect network seems to be doing okay. You don't hear a lot of scandals coming out from that network. So I just believe that this whole rant goes a lot deeper. It's not just about Andrew Schultz. It's not just about Vlad TV. It's not just about Joe Rogan, but I think Joe's now looking back in the rearview mirror and he's seeing that hindsight is 2020 and that maybe he should have stuck with Spotify. Maybe it would have been a good thing to have that conglomerate behind him. Maybe he should have made better deals. Maybe he should have did it where he brought his homeboys, you know, Roy and Mal in on the deals, and he wouldn't be in the situation that he's in now. And I think he's regretting it, and that's why he's ranting and he's just really upset. I think at this point, Joe just needs to get back his mojo, okay? No pun intended. But when you're ranting for upwards of 10 minutes and longer, because like I said, I couldn't hear the rest because I'm not on his Patreon. But when you're ranting for that long about said topic, I feel like it's coming from a place of hurt. So now, okay, word has gotten back to Alex Jones about what Joe Budden had to say about him. When I tell you, Alex Jones was not here for the bullshit. Alex Jones called him a racist and basically told his ass to burn in hell. Then he tried to walk it back. But anyways, y'all go ahead and check out what Alex Jones had to say on his show.
You need to be slapped upside your dumbass head for your own good. And I'm not saying I'm going to do that. My point is, what the hell's your problem? You don't even know who I am, but you get the talking point to try to police things and say Andrew Schultz shouldn't have Alex Jones on because Andrew Schultz is a white guy we have on these shows, and he shouldn't be on with the KKK guy. Meanwhile, there's Joe Biden with a former Grand Cyclops, Senator Byrd. That's the reality. And you work for those people. You work for big tech that lavishes you and promotes you and pushes you, that runs death camps in China with the Uyghurs. That's on you, Joe. And you got to face God for it. So you sit there and worship your KKK daddy. I hope you burn in hell. Welcome back, folks. I was ranting and raving here on the Alex Jones Show last segment about Joe Budden, who's a popular podcaster, attacking me, basically saying I'm a KKK guy, I'm a racist, and Andrew Schultz, the popular comedian, shouldn't have me on his show. And I said, burn in hell. He's not as bad as Bill Gates or people like that. So I take that back, and I repent of that. I hope his bad ideas burn, though, because it's a lie. And I really realize that we're all in this together, but I will not sit there and have racist black people who are feeding at the corporate New World Order eugenics, death cult, genocide tit lecture me about how I'm bad because I'm white just because you are this black person paid by the corporate media to spew racism to divide this country and the world. I didn't do anything to you. I don't owe you anything. And you are despicable lying about me while they are starving the third world to death, particularly Africa. And I have empathy for those Africans because I know what they're doing to them, they're going to do to me. And I don't see a damn thing being said by all the trendy black leaders about what's happening with the starving of the third world. And I don't care what color you are.
All right. Y'all just heard what Alex Jones had to say about Joe Budden. When he called him Joe Budden, I felt like, I said, really? You know that man's damn name, Alex. All of a sudden, he's Joe Budden. So, like I said, this whole situation is definitely crazy. I didn't think Alex Jones would really respond, but he did. You know, but I feel like this whole situation goes back to Joe Budden just being really upset because his platform is not grown in the way that he expected. And honestly, I think a lot of people low-key miss the camaraderie that he had with Rory and Mal. And not saying that he doesn't have that with Ish and Ice, but I think people maybe low-key miss that. or people are just tired of having to go to Patreon and listen to the full, you know, podcast. I don't know, but something is not working for him currently, and it's definitely bothering Joe. So let me know what you guys think about this whole situation concerning Joe Budden calling out Vlad TV, calling out Andrew Schultz, and, you know, basically Alex Jones coming back clapping at him, calling him Joe Budden. Okay, how do you guys feel about this? Half of this will be posted on YouTube. The rest will be on my podcast. You know, come on to Anchor. It's free to listen to it here. You don't have to pay anything. So thank you guys for joining me today. And like I said earlier, make sure you guys have a safe 4th of July. And I'll talk to you guys later. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in LOVELYTI on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.